All right, good people, thank you, as always, for hitting that play button, whether you're downloading it or streaming the show. We appreciate it. Be sure to share this podcast with all your friends. Give us a rating if you have it in the, if you have not yet, in the iTunes store or whatever they call it, Apple Podcasts these days. And interact with us on social media at Coming Clean Pod. On this episode, we are talking about Whitney being Elsie's new boss, Elsie and Audrina's new friendship, Heidi and Spencer having more issues with Elsie, and a big confrontation. But first, here's our intro music.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down
like this? This is
the Coming Clean Podcast
with Sam and Marty. Marty.
Welcome. It's the number one podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach, The Hills, and Siesta Key. Oh, you know it, because mostly because you downloaded it or pressed the play button. It's a Coming Clean Podcast. Happy Friday. We are talking 2000. Is this still 2000? Are we still in 2007?
Yes. All right. Yeah, it should be, because this aired August 13th, 2007.
Ooh. So we're back in 2007. It's a Flashback Friday, as always. It's a Coming Clean Podcast. We are starting off on season 3 of The Hills. We made it. And this is going to be quite the long season. I just saw this is basically going to be the rest of our year.
Yeah, 28 episodes.
So strap in. I hope you're ready. If there are slow episodes, we might have to double up on them as we used to. But, you know, we'll go at our pace, and we enjoy any feedback and any suggestions on what we can do. But first, or for the new season, but first, let's talk about some headlines.
The Hills headlines.
Question for you, are there any headlines?
I don't think
so. Spencer's back on TV-ish?
Yeah, he's back. I mean, he's on TRL, slowly getting back in. He's working his way up to the top.
Right.
I think he's trying to get his way onto Siesta Key. He's very big into that. Recently Lo has been saying that she will never do a reunion and was talking spicy recently.
Yeah, do not appreciate that. That's not good for our brand.
No, we might have to rethink our... We used to love Lo on the Laguna Beach, but we might have to think. Yeah.
That was a...
Not a good look for the brand, as some people would say.
Yeah, not great for the brand. But, you know, Heidi and Spencer sort of standing up for the brand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, still holding on to that legacy. You got to do whatever you got to do. You got to podcast.
I actually think it was on tier. I think it was the Teen Mom After Show, and they showed an old Hills clip of, like, Spencer full on crazy. And he seemed pretty, not like, I don't want to say ashamed for what he did, but he kind of seemed embarrassed, or he was just saying that it was a darker time back then.
Yeah, I would be pretty embarrassed from some of the things that he is about to do, although we haven't seen it yet technically.
No. But we got some grumblings of some things going down.
Some classic moments.
You know, we don't know what's truly... You know, who's saying what, who's doing what, but we get some updates.
Oh, yeah. So, perfect time to segue into season 3, episode 1. What's this one called?
This is called What Did I Do?
Nope, that's the name of our episode.
Oh, that is okay. You read the wrong line. You know what you did.
Hello, fourth wall. And here are the highlights.
The Hills highlights.
All right, off to a good start. But let's keep this. Let's start off a little light. You know, we're easing into the new season. We took a little break last week. But things are progressing in the world of the Hills, and now Whitney is Elsie's boss. How do you think this is going to work out?
I think it's going to be fine.
They're like sort of still just sitting the same way, just a little bit further.
Nothing changed. And is Whitney the whole internship program for LA or for the for the US?
I'm guessing because, LA.
Because then it's just Elsie. So that's it.
True. They did not show a second intern.
Also, when they were did they go on like a little hiatus and then came back into the office? Like I could see Elsie taking a break for like summer vacation, maybe.
Right, I was going to say probably summer and then.
But here's the thing. I just looked it up. later on, we'll get it. It's about May 30th.
Oh, so not even summer.
Not summer yet. So maybe she was on a little break. Yeah. I don't know. But it seems like they did a whole rearranging of the office of where all the interns sit, probably for filming purposes. Right. But
yeah, now I'm confused because, yeah, at first I was going to say if this was after summer, because I think last time we kicked off season two.
We usually get a little break
after the summer. Yeah, because that was after Elsie and Jason just broke up after living together in the summer. So yeah, this one's weird because I would have said that, yeah, Elsie was out for the summer and then Whitney was starting. That's why when Elsie walked in, she's like, ooh, look at you and your new desk.
Yeah, but it must have been maybe a month because from what we were thinking, they ended around maybe April.
Yeah, if it was around Elsie's birthday. So yeah, maybe February, March.
Yeah. So they did a quick turnaround at this point. I thought there was a little more time, but
right. Well, the MTV ordered 28 episodes, so
yeah, started cranking it out.
Yeah. But yeah, I am a little skeptical of Elsie. I don't know if she's gonna be a happy camper. We've seen her deal with what's her face, Emily.
Yeah, but
how salty she's been towards Emily for unprovoked. And I don't know if she's going to, you know, accept Whitney's authority. Like, we're friends and now you're telling me what to do. I don't think Whitney's going to stoop to, like, yo, get me some lunch.
No, I mean, I think it's going to be fine. Elsie, she's on a good relationship with Whitney and they have a fight. They're not going to go after different boyfriends. They're not fighting. I don't think Elsie's going to have a problem. I think maybe we'll get Elsie's trying to get away with some things with Whitney, but right. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal.
Yeah, or actually, maybe, I don't know. I'm pretending as if I have not seen any of the rest of the Hills, but imagine, remember Elsie's first gig at Team
Vogue. Oh, true. Vogue. She's going to have her sit somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine got fired.
Yeah, are you spreading?
I don't know. We can only assume. Fake we haven't news. Seen Blaine. We haven't seen Blaine in like a season and a half.
R.I.P. Blaine. But yeah, I mean, how would the dynamic change the next event? You know, is Whitney going to cover for Elsie at the door? Is she going to let Elsie's friends in? Is she going to get random British people in? Who knows?
We're gonna get Whitney's going to have a lot of more responsibilities on hand.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how Elsie will take it. I think I've established before my theory on Elsie where she has control issues. And now it's established now that Whitney has control. But I don't know. We haven't seen it. Elsie has a problem of losing control and not knowing what's going on. But maybe since it's established that Whitney's the one in control here, maybe. But I don't know. I can see this being some sort of tension point in their friendship one of these days if Elsie doesn't get her way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to the next question. Speaking of changes, where we left off in season two, Audrina quickly moves in. Pretty quick turnaround time when we're talking about that. And then it looks like they move to another apartment because Elsie mentioned that they have a good apartment or a better apartment now.
No, I think it looked the same.
Was it just better because of new furniture, maybe?
Yeah, I think because and that Audrina moved in, she has a better like lifestyle,
right,
in the apartment, a little more fun, two girls going about LA, talking to some boys, kissing them.
Yep.
So we got Audrina, new besties, the good friend, new, I don't know, I mean, it's living with somebody new, you haven't really picked at certain issues yet.
Yeah, so which begs the question, are you buying or selling this friendship?
I am going to buy it.
Ooh. Reasons.
As of right now.
Yes.
I'm going to buy it. I think as of right now, both of them are single. No boys are going to get in the way. They can spend a lot of time together. And Elsie doesn't necessarily will get jealous of Audrina.
Right.
For the situation. So I think they're going to be both on a good, you know, Thelma Louise, L.A. watch out.
Yeah, I mean, for now, I will try to be optimistic about this. A cautious buy, because I just don't know if this is, you know, are they true to this? I don't know. Audrina's new. Elsie, is she a rebound best friend? Is that a thing? I don't know.
No, Elsie's the number one. Elsie controls the pack.
Ooh,
you just stay in line, stay behind Elsie, be her wing girl, and everything's all gay.
Yeah, so for now they're putting on a brave face. Although I am selling the idea that Elsie is happy, because clearly she's carrying a lot of baggage from this.
The way it whole starts, and I don't know if we want to discuss it now. Mm-hmm. That there's sex tape rumors mm-hmm. of Elsie, and I vaguely remember this being like a big thing.
Oh yeah, it was a big deal. That was like almost TMZ wasn't necessarily popping.
Yeah,
but I think this is like the start of like that whole era of rumors on the web.
Like I was thinking that this was, you know, if like how we said it was like more in this like September, like after the summer. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like, oh, they air season two, Hills becomes even more popular.
Right.
Elsie's riding high, being like, I am the popular person in LA. Like everybody's loving her. She thinks she runs the town, yep. Queen Bee.
Yep.
And then these rumors start flying, but. If it's so quick right after, I mean, maybe is a little bit of it, but her attitude really flips from, you know, being kind of like this professional into that kind of like trying to party and living up that LA lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In a matter of like weeks.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah, because before she seemed to be, Heidi was the one, obviously for her job, was mm-hmm. the one going out. Elsie would like show up and she'd drink and she'd get drunk. But yeah, now it's like she's insisting on, no, we gotta go out tonight.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about the rumor in a second, but another fairly big plot point in this episode is Henser, Spidey. I took the one that they passed on, the nickname they passed.
Can we start that? Henser.
Yeah, Henser. Sounds awful. But Henser.
Make Henser famous again.
I don't think they would be as poppin' as they are if they went with Henser.
To each
probably style. Divorced. They're like, yeah, this name is not working. This showmance is not.
Didn't keep us together.
But they are they're settling down. They're fully moved in, getting ready for a housewarming party. Yeah, you're right about the timeline. This is quick because you're not going to have a housewarming party three or four months after. Yeah.
I mean, I had mine about a year.
I mean, that's on brand for you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, we never had a housewarming party, but we moved in. It's been like 6 years too late. But yeah, housewarming party. Spencer, you know, inviting all the friends. You know, Prosciutto, Benando, Fernando, Brody.
And Frankie Delgado, yeah. Who I believe was going to be a prominent figure in this episode and going forward.
Boda Lucy,
all the crews, all the young guys that are in LA, all the playboys.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like Bro Central.
I was dying like when Spencer was asking Heidi, "Oh, who are you going to invite?" And she's like, "Well, Elsie, Whitney, Audrina." It was just like, God. No, Heidi. Like, that makes serious.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it was kind of relatable because it just reminds. Because we talk about this. We have like maybe 5-6 friends max in our old age. So whenever my mom's like, "Oh, who are you inviting over?" I was like, "Well, I got like one friend in town, maybe two, one and a half." I don't even feel like hanging up with them right now.
And we all live together.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you know, relatable. I get where Heidi's coming from. Spencer's, you know, still living that big life. But yeah, speaking of who Heidi's inviting, good call, bad call. Heidi inviting LC to this thing.
Bad call. Good call because you got to have the number one star of the show up at your house party.
Got to get the cameras in there.
Yeah. But at this point, Heidi's got, I mean, you guys are already, you had a weird falling out. Things are floating around. I mean, big rumors. Maybe lay low for a little bit and let, like, the world air dry. But Heidi doesn't seem like she has any involvement in this thing. And I believe Heidi, she might have not known anything that's going on. So she's trying to change that relationship with LC and Andrina and get back in their good graces. But you tried two times already. Like, it's not... It's just not going to stick.
Yeah, I'm going to say good call. I'm thinking about it. No, I'm going to say good call because she's being the bigger woman.
Trying to mend fences. Cordial.
Yeah, you know, reaching out. Although it is weird that she hasn't talked to LC since she moved out, which we're now... you know, realizing that it might have been anywhere from maybe 4 days to 4 weeks. And if it's 4 days and you're moving in, you know, you're going to be a little busy.
Exactly, yeah.
So, plenty of confusion here, but we're going to take Andrina at her word and just pretend that it's been a while since they talked, even though, yeah, she just moved in like 4 hours ago. She has not called since she moved out. Like
I feel like 3 weeks could be a good time frame.
Yeah. All right,
one week, like, with work and everything, and you got everybody chats on the phone, like, not send a text.
Yeah.
No Gmail.
And there's still, like, you know, once you move out, you still got that, like, especially moving out with your boyfriend, you know, there's like, that little, you're enjoying your time together.
Yeah, 3 weeks is a little long.
Yeah. But, I mean, in Spidey world, maybe they thought it was, like, 3 days. Just too much loving happening.
Too much partying.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick to my guns. Good call. But way to extend the olive branch there. And, you know, it's tough. And this leads me to another question. Good call, bad call for LC not to go.
Ooh. I'm gonna say bad. Can it be a mix of both?
Sure, it's our show.
I think it's a true. I think it's a bad call if she wants to try to mend fences with Heidi, where she could have shown that she's the bigger person and gone, and like put on a good face, like just showing up for a little bit. Oh, cool apartment, good for you. Head out.
Right.
Instead, she took the other easy way out of just ignoring and not going, which once again caused more problems for yourself. However, it's also, I think, a good call because it would have probably ended up in a fight. Spencer would have said something would have went down.
And Spidey has home court advantage.
Exactly. So it's better not to play. It's better to go on to an even playing field than into somebody's home court. So it's probably good that she didn't put herself in that situation. Yeah. It's a little mix of both. It's how you want to navigate it. Mm-hmm. If you don't think you can handle... you know, being cordial,
right,
then probably don't go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm not on the fence on this one. I'm going to go straight up bad call for LC. Bad look for LC. This is just, you know, this is typical classic vintage LC. Walking away from a problem, avoiding confrontation, and not telling anyone what her problem is. She, you know, she loves playing the victim. Without really establishing the context for anything. I get that she, you know, is pissed at Spencer from, like, a long time ago. But, you know, she's taking this out on Heidi. She's using Heidi as the scapegoat for her hate for Spencer instead of, you know, either hashing it out with Spencer or, yeah, just establishing a civil relationship with Spencer.
But why should LC apologize if she is the victim?
I'm not saying she should apologize. I'm saying she should show up and, you know, just try to hash it out with Heidi. Like, what's going on? I heard things are happening. Instead, she chooses her own narrative and she hides herself from the world and builds an echo chamber of Audrina and Whitney. Whitney, who clearly could not care any less to be in that situation. If anyone has a good...
If anyone... She didn't go out. She didn't show up to the house party. She didn't, like, hang out with anybody. She's just on her own.
The one person who made the good calls in this episode was Whitney for staying out of pretty much everything.
Because she doesn't look bad.
And she got probably that city contract in the works.
And she probably already told... Like, she probably called Heidi and was like, I'm not coming.
Right. Also, I'm surprised Heidi invited her.
Oh, no. She said that Whitney was probably going to go. Yeah.
I'm surprised that Heidi invited Whitney.
Yeah.
Instead of like, little, hey, LC, if you want to invite Whitney, you can come.
Yeah, it's like me inviting one of your coworkers that I've met like 3 times. It's a little weird.
A little bit, yeah. But yeah, so shouts to Whitney, but yeah, not shout out to LC, who I think is, again, running away from a problem. Which leads us to our, you know, sort of the crescendo of this season opener. What's his name? Frankie?
Frankie's birthday?
Frankie's birthday. Mutual friend of LC and Heidi's. Spencer makes it a point that, oh, why?
3 months.
Yeah, they've only known each other 3 months, and she's showing up to his birthday party, and she's not showing up to her best friend's, going away party. Number one, not Brett's friends anymore. But also, you know, just, you know, you got to throw a jab in there. He hasn't been getting that much airtime.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think there was some little bit of irrational hatred. Like, you already hated somebody. So when you hate somebody, whatever they do.
Right. Just annoys
you. Even if it's like not. Yeah. It's just annoying and you just hate it no matter what. Right. So I'm fully on Spencer's side. I completely understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, because that's just, yeah. Oh, my God, he's drinking Pepsi. Coke is clearly better.
Exactly. Or like, yeah, or like people leave at work early all the time, and then you're always there. It's not their fault. It's not my fault. It's just you just start hating people for it.
Yeah, things that just don't affect you really directly.
No. And of course, I'm going to complain about it. Behind the back.
Obviously. I mean, then what fun is living?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you with that one. Like, I can't blame Spencer.
I feel terrible for people who sit around me because it's just like I complain. Everything. Just make it very dramatic, too. So it's like maybe a joke, maybe not. We're not really sure what's going on in this kid's life, but.
I don't know if you're talking about you or me, because I think that's how my coworkers feel about me whenever.
And then we just complain to ourselves.
Yeah. They just see me rip my earphones off and go. And then they're like, oh, my God, here comes a rant. What's the deal with gluten free?
Frankie's
having a birthday party. Why am I paying more for something that they take out? But yeah, so. They're at Frankie's birthday, and
it's just not cordial. Elsie, like you said, she ran off, even when Heidi sat down.
Well, Heidi gives her a letter.
Oh, yeah, weird move.
Yeah, you got text, guys. I think the iPhone has been invented and released at this point.
Yeah, just a weird move to, like, take your time and write out a whole letter.
Yeah,
and it wasn't even that. It was more like, oh, I'm sorry that you couldn't come. Like,
that
I
was
wish
a straight up
there.
Text. That could have been done in a text.
Yeah.
Not even like you don't even need a QWERTY keyboard for that one. Straight up T9 can fix that in like 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. All you have to write is bummer you didn't show up. Wish you were here.
Yeah, or like at the party.
TTYL. LOL.
Winky face.
Yeah.
But yeah, no emojis yet at this point.
No.
But
well, you could do emoticons.
Yeah. That's why it's a winky face, not winky emoji. important to semicolon dash sad or close parentheses.
Don't add us.
Yeah. Or add us at Coming Clean Pod. But what was I going to say? Yeah, or she could have, at the party, she could have picked up her phone and been like, yo, ma, WYD?
MTV didn't have the technology to show the text messages on the screen.
Oh, I think they tried once, right? At like,
or yeah, or like you would have had to go over somebody's shoulder, and like the screens are just too small. It's a little difficult.
Probably had like big ass cameras too. Oh, could you type that again? Or it has like, you know, when you point a still camera to a screen ones. And then like you see the lines because the frame rate doesn't catch up. They're probably, this
one,
is an
one
awful
text
shot.
Message of five.
Yeah.
You get like five text messages separate. Yeah.
Elsie's like having her bzz, bzz, bzz. Those are the days.
Oh, the past. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you like freak out in the car. You're like, am I getting a call? It's like, no, someone just sent a really long text and they had a signature.
My Chamillionaire Riding Dirty soundtrack keeps coming off. My ringtone.
Nice. Mine's Thanks for the Murmurs. And my ring back was also Thanks for the Murmurs.
Because you didn't want to pay twice.
Yeah, it's worse when the extra message is just the signature. You're like, oh, come on. That's like 2 cents, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Data my and messaging rates
paid apart.
Yeah, like Radio Shack already judges me for coming in for a prepaid thing.
Yeah, and also, like, wasn't the internet back then only to get the ringback tones? Like, go on the internet, but you can download.
Yeah, I think so.
Download your ringback tone. Like, that was it.
Yeah, you go on the internet and like put your phone number in there and then they'll text it to you or something. Yeah. They'll text like the MP3 file to you and you gotta like
Google didn't exist.
Well, Google was there.
You're asking Mr. Jeeves questions.
Mr. Jeeves.
Oh, you're ask very, Jeeves, my bad.
You're very respectful to Mr. Jeeves.
Yeah, he had my back. I had a lot of questions.
But you know, as per usual, what happened here?
We got a big line. We got Elsie and Heidi. Elsie goes off to the bathroom to get away. And then as Spencer pumped up Heidi, was like, you better run up on her. Mm-hmm. Like, Elsie's like just trying to get away, probably leave at that point, avoid everything. And then Spencer instigated it and was like, hi, you should run up on her.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. It was like, yo, just. Yeah, roll through. Come on, let's do this.
I got your back. Like, we're going right now.
Yeah, and she was like, then, what?
Yeah, and we get one of, like, a pivotal fight scene. And
yeah, not since Cabo?
Yeah, like, another, like, a really good fight scene of Elsie with a quintessential Hills line of, you know what you did.
Right. Yeah, and we got called out for not having that drop. It's not on YouTube, so I can't download it. Add us at Coming Clean Pod if you have that clip and I can add it. Otherwise, I'm going to have to straight up do like LG style, point my phone at the computer and have a really grainy version of that drop.
If you guys want it, we can get it, but it's easier if you provide it.
Yeah, it would be very much easier, but... Yeah, I mean...
That is crazy. I never had females in my life that were so crazy.
That was pretty crazy. It just... Heidi, like, literally walks up and says... Basically was like, yo, sup? And Elsie just goes off.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, yeah, which, you know, we got to ask ourselves, who looked better coming out of this conversation? Mm. I'm going to caveat it right now. I know we're going to have to pick, but neither of them looked good.
No.
I'm sure like Frankie was like, yo, these ladies stealing my thunder right now. It's like, it's my birthday.
Acting crazy.
But yeah, what do you think? Who looked better here?
I'm going to go with, I think Elsie looked better in the terms of, she finally like put the pressure on Heidi, and I think everything that she's kind of suppressed maybe for a while kind of all came out.
Right.
And she was, and Heidi kind of, it's either if it depends if Heidi knows what's going on. Like,
yes.
If she does know what's going on and she know, like, she's acting dumb. It's like she hasn't been on the internet and she doesn't know like the issues that Elsie is going on. She has a lot of that drama. Like, if you got a potential sex tape being supposedly floated around, like, that's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, or, you know, potential for a Kardashian-type empire, but it's neither here nor there.
But it's, like, especially for, like, Elsie's, like, she's not fully there yet, but, like she has a career star going on, like it's not her brand mm-hmm. to have that out, you know. Mm-hmm. Whereas you got Kardashian, she made it her brand,
right.
Or she spun it off of there. Like some people handle it in a certain way.
Yep.
Some people it could be very detrimental. So I think Elsie came out on top, showing that she can fight back.
Yeah. Like I said, neither looked great coming out of this, but my message for Elsie.
You an idiot, you just yourself.
So no, it was not DJ Khaled who originated "Congratulations, you played yourself." It was clearly Kristen Cavallari. Come at me, DJ Khaled Hive. Come at me, Christina, or Christina. Not Christina. Christina's like doing fitness stuff. Kristen gang out here repping her. But yeah, I think Elsie played herself on this one by going off, because the moment she decides to, okay, I'm going to confront my problems, she does it in like the worst way possible, losing her voice in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it was like, you're accusing someone, and you are assuming that she knows what's happening, and you refuse to hear her side of things, which, again, this has been a recurring theme for all the fights that we've seen across all the shows and seasons that we've watched. But again, simple phone call could have helped solve this.
And you would have not got that embarrassment of fighting
right,
at Ledoux, a high-end club.
Still open or not?
No. Been closed. it only had like 2.5 stars, which is like wild.
Ooh.
It's not even like that good. They don't go to good clubs.
Yeah, shouts to Bolt House, he's the one hooking this up. But yeah, for Sam's bachelor party, Brent, if you got some clubs that want to let us in, holler at your boys at Coming Clean
Pod.
Yeah. We'll do a podcast from the club. So I think Heidi looked better here because Elsie was the one going crazy. So I think in the court of public opinion there, Heidi looked like the sane one. But I think the real winner coming out of this is Spencer, because he got his cake and he ate it too, because he made Elsie look bad, and he got basically Heidi to... He made Elsie make Heidi's decision for her. To be go all in on Spencer. So Spencer coming out the big winner here.
Yeah, he didn't have to get in the fight, and he just had Heidi mess with it.
Yeah, so, you know, throwing your girlfriend to the wolves, but yeah, I guess the ends for him justify the means. But yeah, any final thoughts here before we move on?
We got a little glimpse of our boy Justin Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Audrina was starting to canoodle with him, and then she got called over for Elsie's, entertainment to come hang out with her while Elsie was drinking and hanging out with her London. I was the guy from Jason. London. I was kind of offended.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the other Jason. I don't know. I kind of felt offended by that.
From what?
Elsie. Like, I understand she was like drunk, and like we all do stupid. That's the tough look, is when, because everybody's been drunk, mm-hmm. and you say stupid stuff.
Right. Oh,
it just looks so bad.
Saying, hey, look at this cute boy. He has an accent.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Oh, you're American." She was like, "I'm American." Like, questioning whether she's. I don't know.
Yeah, she's a strange drunk.
In these days.
Yeah, probably.
Like, she would have got a flack for that.
Yeah, that would have been, yeah, because TMZ would have been there. And been like, Lauren Conrad, not patriotic, kneeled for the flag or something stupid like that. Is this the second guy she's picked up at that club that was leaving the next day? Because remember there was the guy from Colorado?
No, yeah, this is a different guy.
Yeah, but this is the second time she's picked up a guy who was leaving tomorrow. All right, Elsie, you know, out here.
Play a player. She's more of a player than Spencer.
Yeah, I mean we're sex positive here. You do what you do. Just be safe. But yeah, so apparently lots of making out happening. So you know, just Elsie doing her thing. But yeah, anything else we missed? I'm trying to go through the scenes in my head, but I'm not thinking of anything right now.
No, I don't have anything.
All right, well then, let's crown an MVP. Clap your hands
with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
Side note, did we introduce ourselves in the top of this episode? I think I forgot to.
No, we did not. You guys know who we are at this point. We don't have to introduce yourselves.
Yeah. Go listen.
Well, I'm Sam.
Yeah, and my name is Marty, and Sam.
He's a big boy.
He sure is. But yeah, give us an MVP shout.
Ooh, my MVP of the week is going to be. Let's go with. I'm going to go with LC.
Ooh. Strange, but go on.
I'm pro LC this week. She's getting her groove back. She's out on the town running life. She is the star of this show, and she's finally claimed it as her own.
I'm going to go with Spencer. For the reasons we did it right. Again, I'm all for, you know, based on your actions on the episode and the drama that you bring. Spencer and his flesh-colored mustache on this episode particularly. I think that's why he wasn't all out, because it was just a flesh-colored mustache and not a full beard. So he was, like, only a little bit mean today. But, yeah, he was, like, egging Heidi on, you know, talking spicy.
He's the awesome hype man.
Yeah. But, yeah, he has not inserted himself directly yet into the situation, but still came out the winner. And the next topic is about losers, because it's time to enter.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, we gotta flush someone down. Who are you going for?
Ooh, this is tough. It wasn't too many want to flush.
I was going to say, they seem pretty strong. Everyone seemed pretty strong this episode.
Yeah, I'm just going to... It's not a full jabron zone. I'm going to give it to Heidi just because I think she got the end of the stick in that fight. We do like a...
A mellow yellow. A mellow yellow.
Yeah.
Jabroni!
A mellow yellow jabroni for Heidi. And I'm going to go, I'll go with a mellow yellow. We're trying to save water here, conserve energy. Mellow yellow jabron zone for, I'm going to go with Brody.
Jabroni!
Because he seemed like he was completely out of the loop. On this one, he did not take advantage of TV time. They were giving him TV time. He could have, you know, thrown a wrench into the whole drama and inserted himself to it, and he chose not to, and, you know, missed out on that.
Yeah, he was just making margaritas.
Yeah.
Margaritas.
But yeah, now, if people want to down their drinks, because it's time to play the most controversial game in podcast history.
I think you need to step in front of Justin and put the Duke spot, dude.
I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
Oh, yeah. Facts only. It's trivia time.
Let's keep it rolling. It's August 13th, 2007.
Already. Currently. Happy 18th birthday?
I'm 18.
19. 2007.
Legal, baby. 19. No, I'm 18.
You're 18?
Yeah.
You're born in 19? Oh, 18.
89.
We do facts, but not math.
I'm 18.
Yeah.
Legal. Yeah. Can go into a movie rated R. What up?
Can go into a movie NC-17, son.
Oh, what's up? Buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Get it.
You can go
I
watch.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, basically.
I can vote.
Yeah. Selective vote. Services. Holla.
What up?
All right.
Yeah, if there's ever a war, I can get drafted. Hell yeah.
And there was a war going on, and you might have questions for that. So you were leading? Is this right?
I'm up two.
Did you hack my script?
No. No, remember, I was like, I had a big comeback.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Well, if we trade off two and two.
Yes, true. All right.
Let's do this.
Did you hack your own script?
Maybe. All
right. August 13th. These are things that happened on or around this day.
All right. All right. Let's caveat that, because sometimes when we do sports, it was the night before. It was on the news or somewhere around that time.
Yes, this that will be in question on question number three. But okay. First, we gotta do question number one.
And two. Let's do one.
Okay. This famous Hall of Fame Yankee shortstop and sportscaster died on this day. He could be possibly known for giving Billy Madison a tough time spelling his last name.
Oh, jeez.
It's not dugout.
I don't know baseball.
You got any other brain busters?
I don't know baseball players.
Did you watch Billy Madison?
I do, but I don't remember his name. Billy Madison was the one where he was a kid or an adult.
He went back to school.
Through school. Yeah.
Yeah. That's assault, brother.
Shouts to Adam Sandler, who showed up to a movie premiere wearing a nightgown golf shirt. And I think, what's his new?
I don't think he's changed in like 10 years.
And
but close.
Not my recommendation, as I stall for time here. But his new movie is called. Do you know what his new movie is called?
No.
It is called. Also, my answer is gonna be like Johnny Bench or something. I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, that's incorrect. It's Phil. Who? It's Phil Rizzuto.
I have no idea who that is.
And then
is.
He can't do Z's, so she goes Rizzuto, and then he storms off because he's upset.
Wait, oh, I might have been onioned.
I might have been onioned.
Yeah, because I think they said the title of the movie was like, I don't know, something farts.
It could be.
But yeah. Anyway.
You've been onioned. Classic.
Yeah, I was onioned. Dang it.
Next time we'll be catfished. So stay tuned.
Oh, no. All right. Question number two.
0-1. On to question number two. Beautiful Girls is a song that topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart on this date until September 8th, 2007. The Jamaican-American artist had a... This Jamaican-American artist had a pretty good run until his near-fatal jet ski accident in Miami. Who sang Beautiful Girls?
Oh, what the hell's that kid's name? Or I guess
you're hyping it up, man.
I know, because I remembered a song. What the hell's that guy's name?
You're way too beautiful, girls. I had about a song. You had
oh,
me
no.
suicidal.
What is his name? The chubby guy.
Jamaican helps.
A little. Oh no! Oh no! I'm thinking of Ayaz, but he sang. He's from the Virgin Islands, and he sang another song.
Yeah.
Sean Kingston. Yeah, Kofi Kingston. Sean Kingston.
Nice.
Yeah.
1-2. All right.
That's the most excited anyone's like thought of Sean Kingston in like 16 years.
I mean, he's basically dead. Oh, all right, geez. On to question number three. Mm-hmm. This world-renowned golfer won his 13th major championship by 2 strokes in the PGA Championship. He beat Woody Austin with a 4-day total of 272. This golfer was pretty great until he wasn't. Who was this golfer?
I'm going to go with disgraced golfer Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Dupe. Yeah, two. Tied it up.
2-3. We're tied at 26.
Apparently. Oh, who's counting?
Good enough. It's like whose line?
Points don't matter.
All right, on to question number four. Happy birthday to this American basketball player who turned 17 on this date in 2007. He would later become a terrible headache for all teammates and coaches after his brief stint with Kentucky. He was the 5th overall pick in the 2010 draft.
2010.
Who is this person?
2010, out of Kentucky, fifth overall. Not John Wall. I'm going to go with Boogie Cousins.
Correct.
Yeah! Nice.
I was really hoping the headache and headache to all teammates and coaches would be helpful, but
it was. And yeah. also John Wall's like experiencing the same thing right now because the Wizards are playing like actually well without him. But that's for a sports podcast.
All right, something on to 3 out of 4.
Yeah, hot week.
He already taken the lead.
Yeah.
Now to get that commanding 2-point lead. Almost insurmountable.
Yeah, pretty much.
How about a little wrestling knowledge?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Let's see how much you really know wrestling. On this date, this wrestler died due to a drug overdose. Could be many.
Yeah.
He is known for, at one point, aligning himself with Yokozuna and Mr. Fuji after attacking on-screen friend Randy Savage. He was aligned with Yokozuna and Mr. Fuji from 93 to 95. You could get this guy's real name or his nicknames. Any of his nicknames.
He turned on Hulk Hogan.
He turned on Randy Savage.
He turned on Randy Savage.
And became heel.
Right.
And aligning himself with Yokozuna and Mr. Fuji.
Who was Sam? Died in 1997.
2007.
It's not. Is it Davey Boy Smith?
No. I'll give you one more guess.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look up to see if I can find...
2007.
His real name could be...
I'll do this for half a point.
His real name could be confused with a musical artist loved by one of our friends. Loved by Resident Emo.
Oh, interesting. A musician loved by him. I don't know. Wait, who's this musician? I won't do it for points. Who's the musician?
Bryan Adams. You can even get the wrestler's name?
That's his real name, Bryan Adams?
Yeah.
Bryan Adams? Who the hell's Bryan Adams? I don't know. Is it? No, it's not Kurt Hettig. It's nope. Bryan Adams? I don't know.
Kona Crush?
Who?
Crush?
Oh. God, yeah, that was not easy. I guess it was like all the wrestling, the one dude listening to this is like, actually, it was very easy. Shut up, nerd.
Yeah, I had no clue who this guy was, but.
He was part of the natural disasters, I believe, when he
died. Yeah, I wasn't really sure where to go.
I don't know. I'll Wikipedia him later. But, you know, so a 2-point lead?
Correct.
No, 1-point lead, because 3 for 5.
Yes. No, you're 3 for 5.
27 correct. To 26.
1-point lead.
Alrighty. All right, we'll see if you can take back the lead next week. But first, we got to give the good people some recommendations.
So my recommendation is this Aztec facial clay.
Yeah, I've been using that. You use it with apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, that thing, that stuff is crazy.
I think I texted your fiance about that.
Oh, yeah, so I just used it today.
Yeah, it's only like 10 bucks.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
Yeah, it's good.
Just cracks and starts burning and makes your face shrink together. It's fun.
It's not supposed to burn.
What, it's not?
No, it's supposed to like make it feel warm. It's pulling.
Yeah, yeah, it pulls and then it gets warm.
Yeah, I was like, if it burns, you shouldn't be using it.
Hot heat, tingle kind of thing. But it was like hot. It was kind of burning.
Oh yeah, you might want to.
My face was like red after.
That part's like normal, because it brings a lot of blood to the face. And then your nose starts bleeding. No, I'm kidding. No, what you want to do is put a... Do you use apple cider vinegar, you said, with it?
Yeah, I think that's how I'll make it.
Yeah, so do like what I do, because the smell is so intense, add a couple drops of tea tree oil essence or essential oils, and it actually helps with preventing acne.
That's another good thing. Essential oils are a wonderful buy. Everybody should get out and get one of those air misters. Little
like
electric one.
Yeah. Look at this. We're like beauty vloggers. Yeah, I will say I also tried the black mask.
It doesn't work as well.
For me, it didn't. It hurt because it caught on my beard.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah, it was not great. And I was going to post selfies on Instagram, but I was like, I look like a 1940s problematic jazz singer.
can't do that.
Yeah, not allowed. Straight up shoe polish.
Yeah, and I don't know if my pores weren't big enough or anything, but like when I peeled it off, it didn't really like rip anything out. Or like, it, I don't know, I feel like it didn't really suck anything out.
Although, you know, my beautiful Asian face is not susceptible to too many blackheads, so it was good for exfoliating. But the clay is better.
The thing was awesome.
Co-sign the clay. I'm actually almost done with my first tub. Lasted like almost 2 years, so yeah. $10 on Amazon, so I also recommend that. But I will recommend making your own bread, which has been a form of therapy for me. Because it's just fun, you know, playing around, a little bit of yeast, a little bit of flour, mix that stuff around, and then once your apartment or house starts smelling like fresh baked bread,
you can't really go back.
Yeah,
it's the sweet science. It's not boxing. Yeah. It's baking bread.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, I have gone through about 7 pounds of flour because I failed many times on trying to make bread. But yeah, I recommend it to anyone. Bread or pasta? Start with bread. Bread's easier.
Nice little loaf pan.
All right, but we are way over time, so we should ride off into the sunset by letting the good people know if they tried the Aztec clay, if it burnt or it pulled. Let us know, because it could be a problem, so we might want to check.
Yeah, so tweet at us or whatever you want to do at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can grab some merch at www.teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast.
Do it. And while you're at it, help us in saying thanks to our good friends Radical Something for our theme song, Kelly Get Down. Always remember, what do they got to do for the weekend?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.